People join the military for many reasons. Here's why Caroline Page enlisted.
I joined in 1980 from school because I had a bug to fly. I already had my pilot's license at the age of 17. In fact, before I could even drive a car. So I joined the Royal Air Force to carry out a career in aviation.
The British Royal Air Force. Since joining, Flight Lieutenant Caroline Page has flown missions in Iraq, Afghanistan, Bosnia. But when she entered the military, she was not Caroline. And at the time, did you identify as transgender or moving in that direction?
Yeah, it's something that's been with me since my earliest days that I can remember. So from around the age of 4 or 5 is when I became aware that I was different.
Were you concerned when you joined the military in 1980 how welcoming a place it would be for a transgender person?
Well, it wasn't really a welcoming place for transgender people. You weren't allowed to serve in the military in those days, so I had to keep my own life secret to the military.
Right, and it wasn't until 18 years later in 1998 that you made the transition to a woman. What was that like, trying to hide all those years who you were inside?
Well, it was very, very difficult, but it took me 18 years, and then I realized that you only get one look at life, and I was living my life to everybody's expectations. So it took me that long to realize, no, do you know what? If you want to live your life, you've got to live your life, not somebody else's. So that's what triggered me to go ahead with transitioning to who I really was.
So that's a huge decision, both personally and I would imagine professionally. What happened with your military colleagues when you said this is what you want to do?
Well, to start off, it was very difficult because it was all new to the military. There was no previous experience of working alongside an individual like myself. For a short while, I was getting negative feedback. But after a while, the thoughts and the mindsets of people changed. And I think that was due to exposure to me. And once they saw that I was just able to commit to my job like anybody else and that I wasn't some kind of monster, they all slowly changed and the atmosphere became very positive, very supportive. And it was a great place to work.
So you were kind of the person who pushed this forward and managed to get the rules changed?
Well, when I actually came forward, I wasn't sure that I was going to be permitted to stay. I was convinced that they were going to ask me to leave. But I was at a point where I had to sort my own life out, so I had to take that risk. As it turns out, there was a change going on within UK law with the Sex Discrimination Act. And there was a chapter in this act which provided protection for discrimination against transgender people. There was a little bit, a small period where I thought I'm going to be asked to leave. But as it turns out, I was accepted to remain in service.
So ultimately, what kind of effect did making this announcement have on your career in the military? Sounds like not much.
No, not really. In many ways, my life in the military improved because I had issues that were no longer required to be kept secret. So I was able to focus on just living. That relieved a lot of pressure on myself, so I was able to commit more to the job, and actually, I did really well at the job.
Britain is now among the 18 countries that allow transgender people to serve in the military. The U.S. is not one of them, which is why Caroline Page came to the U.S. this week to talk about her experience. The U.S. bans transgender people from serving based on medical and mental health grounds, so I asked Caroline what she makes of that.
Yeah, it was a very similar argument when I transitioned. There was some very senior people who were interviewed by the press and said there was no place for somebody like me because I clearly had mental issues. And it was purely an education factor. They didn't understand what it was all about. And actually, there were no mental issues. There weren't any physical issues that were going to stop me from doing my job.
Caroline Page, a flight lieutenant in the British Royal Air Force. She is the first openly transgender officer to serve in the RAF. Great to meet you, Caroline. Thank you.
Thank you very much.